this segment, we have a Civil War story, true history. This illustrates an aspect of local history that's sometimes forgotten. Many Southerners opposed the Confederacy, particularly in East Tennessee. For example, Joseph Lusk II lived in Bradley County during the Civil War and supported the Union. In 1864, rebels attacked his home and tried to steal his mules. The story of how Lusk responded to the rebel threat is told on a new historical marker. We're going to talk about it. Lusk was 73 years old, and this story both shows what a tough old man Lusk was and how divided Bradley County was during the Civil War. Tim McCoy sponsored the new historical marker that we're going to talk about. McCoy joins us from Washington, D.C., where he lives and works for the World Cocoa Foundation. Tim McCoy, thank you for speaking with us today.
You're welcome. It's my pleasure.
So you're in Washington, D.C., and I think the first thing people would wonder is, why does someone who lives and works in Washington, D.C. care so much about Bradley County history?
Well, I the fact of the matter is I grew up in Bradley County, and my ancestors have, my immediate family still live in Bradley County, and my ancestors have been in Bradley County since the 1830s. So this is a place that I think you can rightly say is in my blood.
And Joseph Lusk, he's actually one of your ancestors. He's the person who's mentioned on the historical marker.
That's right. He's my great-great-great-grandfather, and he was born in 1790 and died in 1871, if I'm not mistaken.
His story is just pretty interesting. Let's talk about the story that the plaque kind of commemorates. So it's the year 1864. The Civil War is going on. Bradley County is kind of torn between Union and Confederate sides. And Joseph Lusk, he's not a soldier. So what does he do that's significant as someone who's a civilian in this conflict?
Well, he wasn't a soldier at the time, but he had served in the Tennessee militia during the War of 1812. So he certainly had a soldier's background. And so he was a farmer there in southern Bradley County and a Unionist. So this is, I think, another interesting wrinkle to the story, and certainly something that I discovered more as I researched this. Even though Tennessee was a southern state, there was a huge portion of the population that wanted to stay in the Union, and so they were loyal to the United States throughout the Civil War. And my ancestor and three of his sons were among them. And so rebel guerrillas were operating in southern Bradley County and in northern Georgia and had been around to his place several times wanting to take things from him. And this time they came around and wanted to steal his mules. And I guess he was fed up, and so he shot and killed one. And the story goes that his family buried this poor soul on the farm there somewhere. And so in retaliation, next couple of days, the rebels returned and burned his house. So they destroyed his home, and I guess that's the price he paid for his loyalty.
And he was so angry that he went and actually tried to join the army. Is that correct?
That's right. That's a funny part of the story, I think. Here you have a guy who was nearly 74 years old, and his son, Joseph Napoleon Bonaparte Lusk, was a first lieutenant in the 1st Tennessee Cavalry. That was a Union cavalry regiment that was largely from East Tennessee. And at that time, he was north of Cleveland, somewhere up in East Tennessee. And so Joseph Lusk II took off and went and confronted Colonel James Brownlow. Brownlow was the colonel who headed the 1st Tennessee Cavalry, and my ancestor demanded to join the 1st Tennessee, saying that he could shoot as well as any of this guy's men, and wanted to join then and there. And of course, Colonel Brownlow kind of, I guess he, you could say he respectfully declined the offer. And it wasn't long after that that the Union Army advanced down, and the Lusk farm was under the protection of the Union Army.
I mean, Joseph Lusk, he sounds like he was just one heck of a guy fighting off rebel invaders and then in his 70s trying to join the Union Army.
I think that's exactly right. And, you know, we don't know nearly as much about him as we do his son. But some of the little pieces of information that we do have is that, you know, here's a guy who was a pioneer settler of Bradley County. He was born in North Carolina and then moved into Bradley County at some point in the 1820s or early 1830s. His father was in fact a veteran of the American Revolution. His father is the only Revolutionary War veteran buried in Bradley County. So you have this quite a tradition of, you know, independence in this family, you might say. And Joseph Bluss II, I think, really demonstrated that in deciding that he was going to defend his home and his farm, and really had enough from these guerrillas who were looking to steal things from him.
And it kind of gets at the bigger issue that you said earlier, that Tennessee, people often think, you know, the South, though, everybody in the South was pro-Confederacy, but it was a lot more complicated than that, particularly in East Tennessee.
Absolutely. And that, you know, that is a piece of the state's history that I think probably was especially overlooked in the period following the Civil War, when you had, you know, things like Lost Cause mythology that really lionized the Confederacy, and understandably so. But, you know, part of that was to kind of marginalize some of these stories of folks who remain loyal to the Union. There's a gentleman at Washington and Lee University in Virginia who recently wrote a book on Unionist families in North Carolina, another southern state. And it was amazing the things that he discovered, and to listen to him talk about, you know, exactly what a discovery it was. Tennessee contributed somewhere, if you count both black and white soldiers, Tennessee contributed somewhere in the neighborhood of 50,000 men to the Union cause. I believe that's the most of any southern state. There were several regiments, you know, that were formed in Tennessee. In the case of my ancestor, the son of Joseph Bluss II, who was in the Union Army, he and his two brothers, you know, went overland to Kentucky, you know, undoubtedly enduring great, great difficulties and hardships in order to be able to join the Union Army, and lots more did as well.
How do you go about taking this story and getting it put on a historical marker? What was the process of doing that?
Well, it's not an easy nor a short process. The Tennessee Historical Commission is the body that is in charge of placing historical markers of this nature, and so there is a and most of your listeners will be familiar with these types of markers. They're the ones that, you know, are sort of big gray that stand along roadsides here and there, made out of cast iron, I believe. And the commission, because its budget is limited, places only a few every year, and either they decide to do it on their own or individuals can sponsor them, which is what I did. I decided to sponsor this one. But even if you sponsor, you still have to make sure that the story is accurate. So you have to provide documentary evidence that the information that you're proposing for the marker is accurate and can be footnoted and researched and tracked down and whatnot to ensure its accuracy. And then the commission itself meets periodically, and they ultimately decide on whether or not they want to go forward. They, as Sam Elliott, who's a former chair of the Tennessee Historical Commission, he said, you know, these markers have to not only focus on something local, but they need to be relevant to Tennessee's broader history. So it can't just focus on an individual who was prominent in a community and maybe had no connection to a broader story for the state of Tennessee.
The marker refers to Bradley County as a no man's land. What does that term mean specifically?
That's a great question, actually. And again, it's one of those stories that in the larger scope of the American Civil War often gets overlooked. So after the battles at Chattanooga in late 1863 and before the Atlanta campaign began in May of the following year, the Union lines were essentially at Cleveland and Chattanooga, and the Confederate lines were down at Dalton, Georgia. And so you had this territory between Dalton, Cleveland, and Dalton, and Chattanooga. I mean, you can think of Tunnel Hill, Georgia, as well as falling in this area, that really weren't truly controlled by either army. And so each army, trying to sort of feel out what its enemy was up to, would send scouting parties into this area. And you would have these guerrilla groups on both sides, frankly. You had pro-Union and pro-Confederate guerrilla groups that were active in the area, and they often took advantage of people who lived there. And that's exactly what happened to my ancestor with this group of guerrillas who came around and wanted to steal his mules.
Tim McCoy, thank you so much for talking with us. Do you know the specific address where the marker is located?
I do, and it's at 7723 Dalton Pike Southeast. This is Highway 60, which runs between Cleveland and Dalton, Georgia. So it's you might think it's it's more directly east of Chattanooga rather than up toward Cleveland. But 7723 Dalton Pike Southeast, and the zip code down there is 37323 if somebody wants to find it through Google Maps or something like that.
Thank you for telling us this very interesting story.
Mike, it's been my pleasure. It's really a pleasure to share this kind of history with a broader audience, and I dare say many of the families in your audience will also have their own Civil War stories like this.
That was Tim McCoy, who sponsored the new Bradley County Historical Marker about his ancestor, Joseph Lusk. I'm just going to go ahead and read the full text of the marker now. Civil War, no man's land. After battles at Chattanooga in November 1863, and before the Atlanta campaign the following May, southern Bradley County lay between Union and Confederate lines at Cleveland, Tennessee and Dalton, Georgia. Both armies scouted the area. Soldiers and guerrillas looted farms and businesses. Here in February 1864, elderly Unionist Joseph Lusk II fought off rebels trying to steal his mules. One rebel was killed. Lusk's home was burned in retaliation. Again, that's the new historical marker in Bradley County that Tim McCoy sponsored. It was dedicated on June 13th. McCoy was kind enough to send us photos of the marker and the dedication ceremony, and a photo of one of his ancestors he mentioned. Visit WUTC.org to see the photographs. McCoy has also provided us with a list of historical books about Bradley County. You'll find that list at WUTC.org as well. I'm Michael Edward Miller.